This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd, ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. I welcome our dear brothers and sisters in al-Islam, your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail of the Al-Kawthar Institute and Imam Development Program, with you for another majlis of ilm, another majlis of dhikr, another majlis of us learning and studying and understanding the Arabic language, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. لماذا يا أخي الكريم؟ لأننا نريد أن نفهم القرآن الكريم والحديث الشريف. Because we want to understand the noble Quran and the prophetic ahadith of our Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم. يا عبد الله يا أمة الله. We are currently in Medina Arabic Book 3, and in this majlis we will go through lesson number 29 inshallah. But before that, as we've been doing recently, a little bit of muraja'ah, a little bit of revision. And that revision takes us to Medina Arabic Book 2, Lessons 24 and 25, inshallah. We learnt about Kana. Kana we learnt in lesson number 7 of Medina Arabic Book 2. But something special with regards to Kana in this lesson, and that is, for example, the sentence, Kana al-jawu jamilan, Kana al-jawu jamilan. Jamilan, the weather was beautiful, mashallah, simple, used in nominal sentences. كان الماء باردا, كان الماء باردا, that the water was cold, excellent. But what if the sentence is a prepositional sentence? Prepositional sentence, then our khabar كان, it will remain unchanged. Example, كان المدرس في الفصل. See, في الفصل, that phrase. كان المدرس في الفصل. كان المدرس في الفصل. And that remains unchanged. والحمد لله. We learned about لا يزال, he is still. لا يزال, he is still such and such. This is also a sister of كان. Example, لا يزال بلال مريضا. لا يزال بلال مريضا. Bilal is still sick. لا يزال بلال مريضا. لا يزال بلال مريضا. Excellent. Originally, بلال مريض. Bilal is sick. بلال مريض. Bilal is sick. Change it to Bilal is still sick. لا يزال بلال مريض. لا يزال بلال مريض. Excellent. We know about قبل and بعد. قبل and بعد a مضاف. And the word after them would be مضاف إلي. قبل الصلاة بعد المسجد جميل. But what if, for example, we stop without mentioning the مضاف إلي? Without the mention of the مضاف إلي, we just stop on that مضاف. So then it would turn into قبل and بعد. قبل and بعد. Example, لله الأمر من قبل ومن بعد. So we didn't mention the مضاف إلي, and thus our مضاف, it would not be قبل, it would not be بعد, but rather قبل and بعد. Excellent. What's the plural of مريض? مرضى. مرضى. This type of plural scale, it is a diptote. مرضى. قتلى. Those who have been killed, the many of them. أسرى. أسرى, prisoners. And then حمقى. حمقى are the foolish ones. اللهم استعان. So يا عبد الله يا أمة الله, that was a quick overview with regards to revision of Medina Arabic Book 2, Lessons 24 and 25. In 24, we went through a lot of matters related to numbers. Walhamdulillah, the ahwal of the adad and the ahwal of the ma'dud. MashaAllah, tabarakallah. Let's get back to our primary lesson, and that is Medina Arabic Book 3, Lesson number 29, inshaAllah. Let's read through the passage, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. So, المدرس, we have the teacher, and we have عدنان. لما تنظر في الساعة؟ لما تنظر في الساعة؟ Why are you looking at the watch? Why are you watching the watch? لما تنظر في الساعة؟ الفينة بعد الفينة. الفينة بعد الفينة. Time after time. Why are you watching that watch? Why are you looking at that watch? time after time. يا عدنان أو عدنان. So again, لما تنظر, what are you looking? في الساعة الفينة بعد الفينة الفينة بعد الفينة يا عدنان. Time after time. So عدنان says, إنما أفعل ذلك. إنما, indeed, surely I'm doing that. إنما أفعل ذلك خوفا. Out of fear. I'm doing that khawfan. I'm doing that out of fear. This khawfan here, we call this the maf'ul li'ajlihi or maf'ul lahu. It is a masdar that's telling us the reason for the action. It's giving us the reason for the action. So, innama af'alu thalika khawfan min fawatil maw'idi. Khawfan min fawatil maw'idi. Out of fear. من فوات الموعد of missing the appointment. من فوات, فوات means to miss. الموعد, موعد, موعد is the appointment. إنما أفعل ذلك خوفا من فوات الموعد. إنما أفعل ذلك خوفا من فوات الموعد. إنما أفعل ذلك خوفا من فوات الموعد. جميل. فَإِنَّ لِي مَوْعِدًا. For indeed, I have a مَوْعِد. فَإِنَّ لِي مَوْعِدًا مُهِمًّا. I have a مَوْعِد, an appointment, which is مُهِم, which is very important. مُهِمًّا مَعَ الطَّبِيبِ, with the doctor. بَعْدَ قَلِيلٍ, after a short while. So that's his reason. إِنَّمَا أَفْعَلُ ذَلِكَ خَوْفًا مِنْ فَوَاتِ الْمَوْعِدِ. I'm doing that. I'm looking at the watch every now and then, because I'm afraid that I might miss my appointment. فَإِنَّ لِي مَوْعِدًا مُهِمًّا. I have an important appointment. مَعَ الطَّبِيبِ, with the doctor. بَعْدَ قَلِيلٍ, after a short while. هَلَّا غِبْتَ عَنْ هَذِهِ الْحِصَّةِ. هَلَّا غِبْتَ عَنْ هَذِهِ الْحِصَّةِ. That you should have been absent from this class. This period here, you should have rather been absent. If you have such an important appointment, then rather you should have been absent. You should have stayed absent from this period here, this class. Rather you would have gone and sorted out your appointment. So then Adnan says, كان بإمكاني أن أستأذن المدير. It was possible for me to seek permission from the مدير, principal, في الغياب, with regards to being absent, عن هذه الحصة, with regards to this period, ولكنني, but I حضرت, I attended, حبا للنحو. حُبًّا لِلنَّحْوِ, حُبًّا لِلنَّحْوِ, but I attended due to my love. See, حُبًّا, this is also مَفْعُول لِأَجْلِهِ. I attended because of my love, because of my love for grammar, because of my love of grammar. That's why I've attended, mashallah. Again, كَانَ بِإِمْكَانِي أَنْ أَسْتَأْذِنَ الْمُدِيرَ. It was within my capacity, my ability to seek permission from the principal. فِي الْغِيَابِ, with regards to being absent, عَنْ هَذِهِ الْحِصَّةِ, with regards to being absent this period. وَلَكِنَّنِي حَضَرْتُ حُبًّا لِلنَّحْوِ, but I attended, حَضَرْتُ حُبًّا, because of my love for grammar. And so the teacher says to him, زَادَكَ اللَّهُ عِلْمًا. May Allah increase you in knowledge. هَكَذَا يَكُونُ الطَّالِبُ الْمِثَالِيُّ. This is how an exemplary student carries himself out. هَكَذَا يَكُونُ الطَّالِبُ الْمِثَالِيُّ. This is how to be a طالب المثالي. مثالي, exemplary, exemplary student. That others look at you and they want to follow you. إنما يدرس رغبة في العلم. That indeed he studies رغبة في العلم, because of his love for knowledge. لا رهبة من الامتحان. Not because of fear about the test, not because of fear with regards to an examination. He's studying because of his love for the subject, not out of fear with regards to the examination. اقرأ الآيات يا إبراهيم. Read the verses, O Ibrahim. So mashallah, we had the teacher asking him, why are you looking at your watch all the time? He says, I'm doing this because I'm afraid I'm going to miss the appointment. I have a very important appointment, بعد قليل, after a short while. هل غبت عن هذه الحصة. Sati, you should have been absent for this period. You should have rather stayed absent. كَانَ بِإِمْكَانِي أَنْ أَسْتَأْذِنَ الْمُنِيرَ. It was possible for me to seek permission from the principal فِي الْغِيَابِ عَنْ هَذِهِ الْحِصَّةِ, with regards to being absent for this period. But وَلَكِنَّنِي حَضَرُتُ حُبًّا لِلنَّحْوِ, but I attended due to my love for نحو. زادك الله علما. هكذا يكون الطالب المثالي إنما يدرس رغبة في العلم. رغبة is that you have the love, you have the desire for something, that this person studying because of their desire for knowledge. لا رهبة من الامتحان, and not out of fear from the test. اقرأ الآيات يا إبراهيم. And so Ibrahim, بعد الاستعاذة, after أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, he recites ولا تقتلوا أولادكم, and do not kill your kids, your offspring. خشية إملاق, out of fear of poverty. نحن نرزقهم, we are the ones who provide them with rizq. وإياكم, and you people, you the parents, we provide you with rizq, and we will provide the offspring with rizq. إن قتلهم, the killing of them, of your kids, كان خطأً كبيراً, it is a major sin. It is a khita'an. Khita'an, this is sin. Kabira, a major sin. So again, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ, do not kill off your offspring. خَشْيَةَ إِمْلَاقْ, due to the fear of poverty. Oh, where are we going to get money? How are we going to manage the expenses? That there is not permissible to believe. Allahu musta'an. Why? Because Allah states, نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُهُمْ, we are the one who gives them risk. وَإِيَّاكُمْ, and you people also. إِنَّ قَتْلَهُمْ كَانَ خِطَأً كَبِيرًا, the killing off of your offspring, this is a major sin. And we know that there was this practice that they would kill off the offspring, especially the female offspring. Allahu musta'an. And we know that this is something practiced even up till today. Some countries around the globe, that the gynecologist is not allowed to inform the parents of the gender of the unborn kid. Why? Because many a times in certain countries, if they know that it's a daughter, then they would prefer to abort. Why? Because they want a son. Allahu musta'an. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah. And that's why even the ulama who allow temporary contraception, they state that your reason shouldn't be that, oh, well, if we have kids, how are we going to manage in terms of finances, that the expense, etc. You can't have that as an excuse. You can say, for example, well, we are still young, we are still studying, we want to have a kid maybe after 3 years. No problem with that if husband and wife agree. But your reasoning is that we don't have a kid because we can't afford, because food is expensive. How are we going to manage? No. That's haram. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides the rizq for every one of His creatures. Every one of His creatures. In the middle of the desert, there's a rock and there's a lizard under it. Who provides? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides. Allah provides for the swine. You think that He will not provide for you? Allahu musta'an. So ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, that was the beautiful verse from Surah Isra. Then the other, يَجَعَلُونَ أَصَابِعَهُمْ, يَجَعَلُونَ, they put أَصَابِعَهُمْ, their fingers, their أَصَابِع, they put their fingers, فِي آذَانِهِمْ, in their ears, مِنَ الصَّوَاعِقِ, due to the sounds of thunder, صَوَاعِق, the thunder, حذر الموت, and they are afraid of death. They are afraid of death. يجعلون أصابعهم في آذانهم, they put their fingers into their ears, من الصواعق, due to the sounds of thunder. حذر الموت, afraid that they would die. اللهم استعان. تتجافى جنوبهم, beautiful, subhanallah. تتجافى جنوبهم, that their sides, basically their bodies, their جنوبهم are their sides, meaning their bodies. تتجافى, their bodies distance themselves, عن المضاجع, from their beds, from the place of sleep. So their bodies separate from the place of sleep. Basically, they separate themselves from their beds. They get out of their beds. يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ And they turn and they make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا In a state of fear. وَطَمَعًا And they have this hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ And from what Allah has given them in terms of rizq, they spend it in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So look at these people, mashallah, as opposed to the criminals. These people, they break their sleep in the middle of the night. They get out of their warm beds. They stand, they make dua to Allah in a state of fear. And also they have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then they spend of the wealth which Allah has blessed them with. They spend it in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. And then, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُبْطِلُوا With regards to sadaqa, O you who believe, لَا تُبْطِلُوا Do not make it worthless. صَدَقَاتِكُمْ Don't make worthless your sadaqa. All the sadaqa that you've given, the charity that you've given, don't make it worthless. How can I make it worthless? I've given it, mashallah. Well, don't make it worthless by بِالْمَنِّ وَالْأَذَى By بِالْمَن Man is this like, you know, I gave you some money last time. You know, I reminding the people, you know, I lent you such and such, and I lent this person, and I've lent you money on so many occasions, and I gave you sadaqa and charity, and you still treat me in this manner, and now you are refusing X, Y, and Z request of myself. Subhanallah. This is what we call man and adha, that you are reminding people of your favors upon them. كالذي ينفق ماله رياء الناس like the one who spends his wealth رياء الناس to show people ولا يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر and in reality he doesn't believe in Allah and in the final day. He's doing it for the sake of the dunya, doing it so that he can remind people of his favors upon them, so that maybe he can be oppressive upon the people. Well, I lent you, do X and Y and Z for me. كالذي ينفق or he spends and he shows off in his spending that name the masjid after me, name such and such after me, make my mention on the radio program, on the TV program that I donated X, Y, and Z. Allahumma salam. Where's your belief in Allah and in the final day? Shouldn't you be doing all of this for that sake? For the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So alhamdulillah, we've gone through four verses of the noble Quran. Then يدخل المراقب ومعه زهير ويسلماني that the مراقب inspector he enters and with him is زهير ويسلماني and both of them greet either it can be زهير or زهير زهير or زهير the مراقب بعد التحية after greeting after the salam he says يقول زهير زهير says so the مراقب is speaking to the teacher and he is saying that this kid here, Zahir, he says, إِنَّكَ مَنَعْتَهُ مِنَ الدُّخُولِ يَا أُسْتَاذُ إِنَّكَ مَنَعْتَهُ That indeed you prevented him. مَنَعَ means to prevent. إِنَّكَ مَنَعْتَهُ You prevented him. مِنَ الدُّخُولِ From entry, يَا أُسْتَاذُ That you prevented him from entering into the classroom, يَا أُسْتَاذُ And so the mudarris says, إِنَّمَا مَنَعْتُهُ Indeed, I prevented him. Why? تَأْدِيبًا تَأْدِيبًا أو مَفْعُول لِأَجْلِهِ What's the reason? تَأْدِيبًا تَأْدِيبًا Out of teaching him a lesson. Out of wanting to reform him. Wanting to teach him adab. فَقَدْ أَصْبَحَتْ تَأَخُّرُ دَأْبَهُ وَدَيْدَنَهُ Subhanallah. فَقَدْ أَصْبَحَتْ تَأَخُّرُ Because indeed, being late has become his دَأْبَهُ وَدَيْدَنُهُ دَأْبَهُ وَدَيْدَنَهُ has become his custom, his norm. Being late every day has become a custom, has become the norm of this kid here, has become the norm of Zahir. فَقَدْ أَصْبَحَتْ تَأَخُّرُ That this being late has become دَأْبَهُ وَدَيْدَنَهُ دَأْبَهُ وَدَيْدَنَهُ means your norm. It's become his habit, it's become his norm, his habit. Every day he's late. The muraqib says, هَلَّا أَشْكُوهُ إِلَى الْمُدِيرِ هَلَّا أَشْكُوهُ إِلَى الْمُدِيرِ that should I complain to the مدير about him؟ هل أشكوه إلى المدير؟ Should I not complain to the مدير about him؟ The مدرس says كلا no فليدخل let him enter إنما أصبر عليه indeed verily I will have صبر upon him قصد الإصلاح with the intention of إصلاح with the intention of reforming him عسى الله that I hope that Allah أن يصلحه that Allah will correct him Allah will correct his affairs الله المستعان so هلا أشكوه Halla ashkuhu, that should I not complain about him to the principal. When we find the ashkuhu, ashkuhu is our fi'il mudari. So should I not complain about him to the principal? Jayid. Kalla falyadukhul. No, let him enter. Innama asbiru alayhi. قصد الإصلاح I will have صبر upon him with the intention of reformation عسى الله أن يصلحه that I hope that Allah will correct him والحمد لله So يا عبد الله يا أمة الله This was the passage In this lesson we came across the مفعول لأجله which is a مصدر that tells us the reason for doing an action Example لم أخرج خوفا من المطر لم أخرج خوفا من المطر I didn't go out خوفا من المطر due to fear of the rain due to being afraid of the rain and so خوفا this is our مفعول لأجله out of fear of the rain that's why I didn't go out حضرت حبا للتاريخ حضرت حبا للتاريخ I attended out of love for history حبا حبا is our مفعول لأجله and our مفعول لأجله it can be one word or it can even be مضاف مضاف إلي example لا تقتلوا أولادكم خشية إملاق خشية إملاق لا تقتلوا أولادكم do not kill off your kids خشية إملاق due to fear of poverty خشية إملاق خشية fear and إملاق poverty خشية إملاق this is our مفعول لأجله and then we also saw the word هلا 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 is used in a verbal sentence And if it comes along with the fi'il mudari, like halla ashkuhu ila al-mudiri, that should I not complain to the principal about him? If it's a fi'il mudari, then this is like, the meaning is, like you are urging one to do an action. That should I not complain to the principal about him? Should I not do that? Like you want to do that, or you're urging towards that, you are urging towards that type of action. But if we find halla and then the past tense verb after it, then it's more like you are rebuking one for neglecting something. You are rebuking one for neglecting something. And we'll see examples in the passage bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. Then there's also the lam of atifa, where one, for example, saw the raghbatan fil ilmi la raghbatan min al-imtihani. Out of love for knowledge and not out of fear of the test. Not out of fear for the test. So that lam there, it's called the lam of atifa. The exercises, أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية. Question number one. لما ينظر عدنان في الساعة مرارا? Why is Adnan looking at his watch multiple times? Why is he looking at his watch and looking at his watch and looking at his watch? Why is he doing that? جواب. ينظر عدنان في الساعة مرارا خوفا من فوات الموعد out of fear of missing the appointment جميل موعد appointment لما حضر الدرس مع أنه مريض لما حضر الدرس مع أنه مريض why did he attend the lesson even though he is sick لما حضر الدرس مع أنه مريض جواب حضر الدرس حبا للنحو حضر الدرس حبا للنحو حضر الدرس حبا للنحو He attended the lesson out of his love for grammar والحمد لله Number three لما منع المدرس زهيرا من الدخول لما منع المدرس زهير من الدخول. Why did the teacher prevent or prohibit زهير from entering the classroom? Why? جواب منعه prevented him, he prevented him من الدخول تأديبا له. تأديبا له مفعول لأجله. تأديبا له out of reason of reformation for him. That تأديبا له teaching him this adab for himself. فقد أصبح التأخر دأبه دأبه وديدنه. That being late has become his norm, has become his habit, unfortunately. الله مستعان. So, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, that was exercise number one, Tamreen Raqam Wahid. We move on to Tamreen Raqam Ithnain, Insha'Allah. So, they say number two, اشتريت الكتاب حبا للنحوي. اشتريت الكتاب حبا للنحوي. I bought the book out of my love, due to my love, because of my love for Arabic grammar. للنحوي, نحو is grammar. So here, هنا حبا مفعول له. The حبا is our مفعول له. And so they require from us, استخرج من الدرس أمثلة لمفعول له. Look into the passage, pull out all of the examples related to مفعول له. Excellent. So if we go through it, we will find, for example, إنما أفعل ذلك خوفا. إنما أفعل ذلك خوفا. So خوفا is our مفعول له. من فوات الموعد. من فوات الموعد. إنما أفعل ذلك خوفا. من فوات الموعد. That indeed I'm doing it because of my fear. Because of my fear that I might miss the appointment. That's why he's looking at his watch all the time. Jamil. What else?
ولكنني حضرت حبا للنحو. ولكنني حضرت حبا للنحو. ولكنني حضرت.
But I attended out of my love for grammar. Jamil. We also find there,
إِنَّمَا يَدْرُسُ رَغْبَةً فِي الْعِلْمِ. إِنَّمَا يَدْرُسُ رَغْبَةً. رَغْبَةً. رَغْبَةً فِي الْعِلْمِ. رَغْبَةً فِي الْعِلْمِ.
He's studying out of his رغبة for knowledge, out of his desire and want and hunger for knowledge.
لا رَهْبَةً مِنَ الْإِمْتِحَانِ.
Not out of fear for the examination. رهبة, رهبةً. رهبةً is when you fear something. رغبةً is when you want something, you desire something. جميل. So they are opposites. So we find رغبةً, رغبةً, when you desire something, and رهبةً, رهبةً is the opposite, when you fear something. So you find that some ulama, they have, for example, the famous book by Al-Mundhiri, الترغيب والترهيب. الترغيب, ترغيب, that trying to pull you to do certain good actions, making you desire to do certain actions because they are beneficial for you. So ترغيب, ترغيب, building in this رغبة within you to do good deeds. And then ترهيب, ترهيب is warning you, beware, be careful, stay away from these matters here, because if you do them, then you will regret. So ترغيب, when we pull you in to do something, desire, etc. And ترهيب, where we warn you, and we ask you to be careful, we warn you, don't do this, otherwise you will regret. So here, إنما يدرس رغبة في العلم لا رهبة من الامتحان. جميل. يدعون ربهم, يدعون ربهم. They make dua to their رب. يدعون ربهم. How? خوفا وطمعا. خوفا وطمعا. خوفا وطمعا. خوفا وطمعا. With خوف, they make dua to their رب in a state of خوف. While they are fearful, وَطَمَعَ, and they are also hopeful in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they have hope and they also have fear with regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's our مفعول له. Excellent.
ولا تقتلوا أولادكم, and do not kill off your kids, do not kill off your offspring, خشية إملاق, خشية إملاق, خشية إملاق, due to your fear of poverty. So you are afraid, how am I gonna manage, where am I gonna get the food and shelter and clothing for this kid, etc. And so they kill off their offspring because they are afraid of poverty. Allah musta'an. Every kid is born with their own rizq, ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah. As we mentioned, you can space out the period between having kids. You can decide, we've just gotten married, we want to only have kids after a few years. No problem. Those reasons acceptable if agreed between husband and wife. But where your reason is that, no, we're not going to have any kids now because we can't afford, we can't manage, we can't afford, we don't have the finances. That excuse is not permissible, and that's the same excuse that the people of old were using, Allah musta'an, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned them and reprimanded them. يَجْعَلُونَ أَصَابِعَهُمْ, that they put their fingers into their ears, فِي آذَانِهِمْ, in their ears, مِنَ الصَّوَاعِقِ, due to the thunder sounds, حَذَرَ الْمَوْتِ, and they fear death. They are afraid of death, Allahu musta'an. So hadhar al-maut, because they do all of this here, why? Because of their being afraid of death. Why are they putting their fingers into their ears, etc.? Because they are afraid of dying. Hadhar al-maut is our maf'ul lahu. Excellent. Yunfiqu ma lahu ri'a nasi. Yunfiqu ma lahu. He spends his wealth. Why? What's the reason? Ri'a nasi, to show the people, to show off, look at me, look at how much I spend, look at how generous I am. Allahu musta'an. Yunfiqu ma lahu ri'a nasi, not fi sabilillah. Yunfiqu ma lahu ri'a nasi, ri'a nasi, to show the people. Innama mana'tuhu ta'diban. Innama mana'tuhu ta'diban. That I prevented him or prohibited him ta'diban, out of his own reformation, to teach him adab, to teach him respect, to teach him proper manners and etiquettes. Ta'diban, so that he will learn a lesson. So ta'diban is our maf'ul lahu. That's the reason behind the prohibition. Innama asbiru alayhi qasd al-islahi. Innama asbiru alayhi قصد الإصلاح. إنما أصبر عليه قصد الإصلاح. I will have sabr, I will be patient with him. Why? What's the reason? قصد الإصلاح, in the hope, with the intention, the objective, that this will make that person's إصلاح, that in the hope that he will be corrected, that he will learn his errors and he will correct himself. إنما أصبر عليه قصد الإصلاح. إنما أصبر عليه قصد الإصلاح. جميل. Exercise number 4. أين المفعوله في كل مثال مما يأتي. So they give us four examples, and they want us to pick out the maf'ul lahu, insha'Allah. Number one, قال الله تعالى ومن الناس من يشري نفسه ابتغاء مرضات الله. ومن الناس, and from the people, من يشري نفسه, there are those who sell themselves. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْرِي نَفْسَهُ, they sell themselves, إِبْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ, in seeking the pleasure and the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاللَّهُ رَؤُوفٌ بِالْعِبَادِ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is affectionate to the servants. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ, and from the people, from the men, from the people, مَنْ يَشْرِي, those who sell themselves, إِبْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ, in exchange for the favor and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what's our maf'ul lahu here? إِبْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ, in seeking the favor of Allah. They do this, why? Seeking the favor of Allah. إِبْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ. So إِبْتِغَاءَ is our maf'ul lahu. Excellent. Number 2. أصادق زميلي هذا دفعا للفرقة وطلبا للخير. جميل. أصادق زميلي هذا دفعا للفرقة وطلبا للخير. أصادق زميلي. أصادق زميلي, like I'm friendly with my colleague, or I'm sincere with this colleague. هذا, this one. دفعا للفرقة, to prevent furqa. To prevent furqa. Furqa meaning issues and hostility and breaking up, breaking our ties. وَطَلَبًا and in seeking لِلْخَيْرِ in seeking goodness, in seeking good relationship. So I am friendly, I am sincere, I am genuine with my colleague. هذا, this one. دَفْعًا لِلْفُرْقَةِ and why do I do this? In preventing furqa, in preventing hostilities. وَطَلَبًا لِلْخَيْرِ and to bring upon us khair, goodness. And so I do this so that I prevent hostilities and then I bring goodness, insha'Allah. The maf'ool lahu is daf'an. Daf'an lil-furqati. Daf'an lil-furqati. Excellent. And number three, ataghada an hafawati asdiqai istibqa'an limawaddatihim. Ataghada, I overlook an hafawati asdiqa'i. Hafawat are the slips and the errors and the problems and the mistakes, etc. of my friends. Istibqa'an. Why do I do that? Why do I overlook their faults and their slips? Istibqa'an limawaddatihim. To keep the love between us. To keep the love. Istibqa'a, to keep. لِمَوَدَّتِهِمْ to keep their love, to keep the good relationship. So I'm easygoing, walhamdulillah. أَتَغَاضَى عَنْ هَفَوَاتِ أَصْدِقَائِي إِسْتِبْقَاءً لِمَوَدَّتِهِمْ أَتَغَاضَى عَنْ هَفَوَاتِ أَصْدِقَائِي إِسْتِبْقَاءً لِمَوَدَّتِهِمْ جميل, ما شاء الله. And our مفعول له here is what? إِسْتِبْقَاءً To keep لِمَوَدَّتِهِمْ جميل. Why do I do this? To keep the love. Number four, نهى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن يسافر بالقرآن. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم prohibited to travel with the Quran إلى أرض العدو. إلى أرض العدو. To travel to the land of the enemy. مخافة. Why? What's the reason? This is our مفعوله. مخافة أن يناله العدو. مخافة, due to the fear. أن يناله العدو, that the enemy might get hold of it. The enemy would be disrespectful with the noble Quran, etc. So that is our مفعول له. That مخافة, out of that fear, due to that fear. جميل. Excellent. We move on بإذن الله تعالى to exercise number 5. أمام كل جملة مما يأتي اسم اجعله مفعولا له. So they give us a noun, turn it into a مفعول له واكمل به الجملة واضبطه بالشكل. Excellent. So complete the sentence and use that which they give us in the brackets. Turn that into the مفعول له. Okay, let's see. Number 1. لم أخرج من البيت. لم أخرج من البيت. I did not leave from the house. And they give us in brackets the word خوف, fear. And then من الحر. So we need to turn it into I didn't leave from the house due to the fear of the heat. Out of fear of the heat. لم أخرج من البيت. لم أخرج من البيت خوفا من الحر. خوفا من الحر. Excellent. لم أخرج من البيت خوفا من الحر. لم أخرج من البيت خوفا من الحر. لم أخرج من البيت خوفا من الحر. جميل. I didn't leave from the house out of fear of the heat. جميل. Number 2. التحقت بالجامعة الإسلامية blank في علوم الدين. And our word in bracket is رغبة. رغبة. Simple one. التحقت بالجامعة الإسلامية رغبة في علوم الدين. التحقت بالجامعة الإسلامية رغبة في علوم الدين. I joined the Islamic University out of my love, my desire for the sciences of the deen. التحقت بالجامعة الإسلامية رغبة في علوم الدين. التحقت بالجامعة الإسلامية رغبة في علوم الدين. ما شاء الله. Number 3. لم أقرع الجرس مخافة أن يستيقظ المريض. Excellent. لم أقرع الجرس. I did not ring the bell. لم أقرع الجرس. I did not ring the bell. Why? مخافة أن يستيقظ المريض. Out of fear that the patient would wake up. جميل. لم أقرع الجرس مخافة أن يستيقظ المريض. لم أقرع الجرس مخافة أن يستيقظ المريض. جميل. Number four. قمت something للمدرس. قمت something للمدرس. In some books we have احتراما. In some books إجلالا. So قمت إجلالا للمدرس. أو قمت احتراما للمدرس. I stood out of respect for the teacher. قمت احتراما للمدرس. قمت احتراما للمدرس. So why did you stand? احتراما. احتراما is our مفعول له. قمت احتراما للمدرس. جميل. Number five. أقرأ الصحف. أقرأ الصحف. I read the newspapers. بغية اطلاع. بغية. بغية. بغية means to X, Y, and Z. بغية اطلاع على أحوال المسلمين في العالم. I read the newspapers to get an overview. اطلاع, to get an overview, to understand what's going on. بغية اطلاع على أحوال المسلمين في العالم. To get an overview and understanding of the state of the Muslims in the world. Again, أقرأ الصحف بغية اطلاع. بغية اطلاع على أحوال المسلمين. أحوال state of the Muslims في العالم. In the world. أو مفعوله is بغية. بغية. Excellent. Number six. لا أزال ألبس. I continue to wear ملابس الصوفي. I continue to wear woolen clothing. خشية أن يصيبني برد. خشية أن يصيبني برد. Out of fear that I will be afflicted with the cold. So I continue to wear woolen clothing out of fear that I will be afflicted by the cold. So again, لا أزال ألبس ملابس الصوفي خشية أن يصيبني برد. جميل. So our مفعوله is خشية. خشية. جميل. ما شاء الله. Exercise number 6. They state هل غبت عن هذه الحصة. هل غبت عن هذه الحصة. That what this means is that rather you should have been absent from this period. And هل أشكوه إلى المدير. Should I not complain to the principal about him? So the first one, we had halla, and then we had a past tense verb. Second one, we had halla, and we had a present tense verb. So they state, halla is a harf, التحضيد والتنديم. تحضيد, to encourage something, and تنديم, to rebuke you for doing something. إذا دخلت على المضارع فهي للحظ على العمل. If it enters upon a فعل مضارع, a present tense verb, then it is like to encourage the action. So look there. هلا أشكوه إلى المدير. Should I not complain to the principal about him? I mean, like encouragement. I should be doing that. That's the right thing to be doing, etc. I should complain to the principal about him. So if it's to do with a present tense verb, then it's like encouraging that type of action. هلا تزورني. هلا تزورني. هلا تزورني. Which means that you should visit me. You should visit me. I'm encouraging you to visit me. وإذا دخلت على الماضي كانت لجعل الفاعل يندم على فوات الأمر. Example. And if it enters upon a past tense verb, then this is like regret with regards to something that has already taken place. هلا اجتهدت. If only you had exerted yourself. You should have exerted yourself. You should have studied hard. هلا اجتهدت. هلا اجتهدت. You should have studied hard. هناك أحرف أخرى للتحضيد والتنديم. There are other words, حروف, etc., which also are used for the same thing, either encouragement or rebuking. Example, Allah and Allah and Loma and Lola. Example, ألا تتوب من ذنبك؟ ألا تتوب من ذنبك؟ Why don't you make توبه from your sins? ألا تتوب من ذنبك؟ So it is a present tense verb. We're encouraging the person to do that. ألا تتوب من ذنبك؟ هات مفرد الأسماء الآتية. Provide the singular for all of the following, inshallah. أصابع, أصابع fingers. Singular, إصبع, إصبع, إصبع. صواعق, 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 and singular is صائقة, صائقة, صائقة. صائقة is the thunder. Can also be used in the context of lightning, but in the context of the verse that we read, يجعلون أصابعهم في آذانهم من الصواعق حذر الموت. There it's to do with the thunder. Excellent. The next one is جنوب. جنوبٌ, جنوبٌ, their sides, singular is جنبٌ, جنبٌ, جين, نون, and با, جنبٌ, or جنبٌ, جنبٌ, and this is the side, your side, the side of your body. Excellent. مضاجعُ, مضاجعُ, provide the singular for مضاجعُ, مضجعٌ, 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 the place of your sleeping. مضجعٌ, your bed. مضجعٌ, excellent. Last one is صدقاتٌ, 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 charity, and the singular is صدقة, صدقة, صدقةٌ, 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 excellent. Usually we would use the word صدقة for like our nafil charity, and we use the word zakah for our fard charity. Walhamdulillah. So we've covered exercise number 7. We move on to 8. أدخل دأبي وديدني في جملة مفيدة. For example, دأبي وديدني, دأبي وديدني, that my habit, my norm is what? أن أمشي بعد صلاة الفجر. دأبي وديدني أن أمشي بعد صلاة الفجر. دأبي وديدني أن أصلي في المسجد. دأبي وديدني أن أجلس بعد صلاة الفجر. جيد. My norm, my habit, etc. Exercise number 9. We find there that enter this هلا into a sentence. تكون في الأولى للتحضيد وفي الأخرى للتنديم. So one way it's like encouraging and one way it's rebuking. هلا تجتهد. هلا تجتهد. هلا تجتهد. So هلا تجتهد means you should have studied. You should have worked hard. You should have given it your best. هلا تجتهد. هلا تجتهد. That you should have studied hard. Whereas هلا انتظرتني. هلا انتظرتني. This is now للتنديم. You are rebuking somebody. هلا انتظرتني. You should have waited for me. Past tense. You should have waited for me. هلا انتظرتني. نعم جميل ما شاء الله. And the last one there. رغبة في العلم لا رهبة من الامتحان. هذه لا العاطفة. This is called the lamb of عاطفة. ويعطف بها لإخراج الثاني مما دخل فيه الأول. And this lamb here, it is used as a conjunction. ويعطف بها لإخراج الثاني مما دخل فيه الأول. That the one before it and the one after it are different. وشرط معطوفها أن يكون مفردا. It must be in the singular form, غير جملة. ويكون بعد الإيجاب أو الأمر. And it comes after an order or a prohibition. Example, سافر بلال لا محمد. So what it indicates is that the item mentioned previously and the one after it are totally different. سافر بلال, بلال traveled. لا محمد, not محمد. So محمد is not like بلال. He didn't travel like بلال. جيد. اشتريت الدجاجة مذبوحة لا حية. I bought the chicken slaughtered لا حية, not alive. Buying a live chicken is different from buying the slaughtered one. And the next one, اسأل المديرة للمدرسة. اسأل المديرة للمدرسة. Ask the principal, not the teacher. Ask the principal, not the teacher. كل التفاحة للموزة. كل التفاحة للموزة. Eat the apple, not the banana. Eat the apple, not the banana. ما شاء الله والحمد لله. I hope that we've completed lesson number 29. ما شاء الله تبارك الله والحمد لله رب العالمين. Before we end off the majlis, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, let's go through a prophetic hadith, insha'Allah. And remember, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, the last few minutes of every majlis, we've gone through, alhamdulillah, 50 Quranic maxims. We went through 50 prophetic maxims, masha'Allah. And so now we are going through 40 ahadith, لتعليم اللغة العربية. 40 ahadith via which we will learn the Arabic language, insha'Allah. We are currently on hadith number 7 بإذن الله تعالى. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما بين بيتي ومنبري روضة من رياض الجنة. متفق عليه. ما بين بيتي, that which is between my house, ما what بين between بيتي my house. Who's speaking? The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So he's saying that which is between my house وَمِنْبَرِي and my minbar where the imam stands, the minbar. رَوْضَةٌ, it is a rawda, it is a garden. مِنْ رِيَاضِ الْجَنَّةِ, from the gardens of paradise. We know when people go to Medina al-Munawwara, they want to make salah in the rawda. Walhamdulillah. So between the minbar of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his house, that area there, this is a garden from amongst the gardens of paradise. Hadith reported by Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim. So let us learn here. ما بين بيتي هذه ماء الموصولة. This ماء is called the ماء الموصولة. Examples. أكتب ما تكتب. I'm writing what you are writing. I'm writing what you are writing. قال الله تعالى ما عندكم ينفد وما عند الله باق. ما عندكم ينفد وما عند الله باق. That which you people have, that which you have with you, ينفد, will come to an end. وما عند الله, and that which is with Allah, باق, it will always remain. Surah An-Nahl. Minbaru, minbar, what's a minbar? Where the imam stands and he delivers the khutbah, the sermon. Jam'uhu manabiru, one minbaru, many manabiru, manabiru. Kana baytu an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi mawdi'i qabrihi al-ana. Where was the house of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Well, where he is buried today, that's where his house was. His house was at that area. Remember, our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was buried in the house of Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha. So they state, كان بيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في موضع, موضع meaning the place, موضع قبره الآن, the place where his grave is today. الروضة, what's a روضة? روضة is a bustan, a garden, or a حديقة, also another word for garden. جمعها رياض, رياض, رياض. Plural of Rawda is Riyadun. You have the famous book, Riyadu Salihin, Gardens of the Righteous. Jameel. Munaqasha. Ajib amma yati. Answer the following questions. Fil Masjid al-Nabawi, Rawdatun min Riyadu al-Jannah. In Masjid al-Nabawi, there's a garden from amongst the gardens of paradise. Bayin mawdi'aha. Bayin mawdi'aha. That explain its position. Where is it? Jawab. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما بين بيتي ومنبري روضة من رياض الجنة. Between my house and my minbar is a garden from amongst the gardens of paradise. That's where it is. أين كان بيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم؟ أين كان بيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم؟ Where was his house? كان بيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في موضع قبره الآن, the place where his grave is today. بماذا وصف النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, by what, with what did the Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم describe الموضع الذي بين بيته ومنبره. How did he describe the area between his house and his minbar? How did he describe it? Rawdatun min riyadil jannah, a garden from amongst the gardens of paradise. Who is the sahabi who narrated this hadith? Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu. Who are the muhaddithin who narrated this hadith, reported this hadith? Imam al-Bukhari wa Imam Muslim. Ma ma'na al-rawda? Al-rawda bustan o hadiqa. ما جمعها؟ One روضة, many, رياض, رياض, جميل. ما جمع منبر؟ منبر, منابر, 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 جميل. Make a sentence with ما الموصولة. آكل, ما تأكل, آكل, ما تأكل. I'll eat what you eating. I'm eating what you are eating. والحمد لله. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, with that we've come to the end of our majlis. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for khair. We ask Allah for the best in this world and in the hereafter. We ask Allah to accept from us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the lessons that Allah grants us the tawfiq to understand the Arabic language and make amal upon whatever we've learnt in terms of what we can practice upon. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to resurrect us in the company of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until we meet again, barakallahu feekum, ila al-liqa, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.